And another sign that summer is over. In a moment, we'll speak to Captain Fatty Goodlander, the editor-at-large of Cruising World magazine, as we wrap up our summer sailing series. But first, his final communique.
You know, I realize that being an eternal sea gypsy is kind of tough on my kid. I'm sympathetic to that fact, and I imagine how it must be for our daughter, Roma Orion, at Brandeis University, working two jobs, one in the convenience store and the other one in the cafeteria to support herself, and for her to be getting daily emails from her sailing parents like, "Whoa, the 151 rum is only a buck a quart here in Madagascar." Or, "We almost drowned in the communal kava bowl last night in Vanuatu." Yes, being a child of sea gypsies isn't easy. Once we got an angry email from Roma Orion, which read, "When you get a chance, dear parents, please tell me what country you are currently in, or at least which continent you are on. It's kind of embarrassing telling my friends I don't know if you're in Asia or Africa or bobbing off some small island in between." Of course, she visits. As an adult, she's cruised with us in French Polynesia, the entire Great Barrier Reef of Australia, and Africa as well. But the fact of the matter is, we're different generations with different criteria and different aspirations. The world truly is our oyster. Distance and time mean nothing to us. What's a passage of a few months at sea when being at sea is exactly where we want to be? But our daughter, of course, she worries. She has a fancy apartment and so many bills she needs Quicken to keep track of them. We have, however, only one annual bill, $250 a year to pay for our shipboard email account. We have absolutely no other bills, no monthly bills, no weekly bills. Sure, we dearly love our daughter, and sure, she loves us very much. But we raised her to think for herself, even knowing that, as we did so, that someday, if we were successful in that quest, that someday she'd think different than us. And so she does, and more power to her. She has an MBA, a PDA, an IRA, Lord knows what else. Her life is an alphabet soup. We have very little, and we want less. Thus we sail and sail and sail.
That's Captain Fatty Goodlander aboard his sailboat, the Wild Card. He's anchored off Phuket, Thailand, and he joins us. Ahoy, Captain Fatty.
Ahoy, Leanne.
I understand that you actually had your newly married daughter, Roma Orion, and her husband on board. What was that like?
Well, we spent 2 weeks cruising with them in Phang Nga Bay, which is very close to Phuket, and it was absolutely fantastic. We didn't know her husband that well, and now he's family. A small boat is a great place to bond, and the sailing here is just absolutely otherworldly with the very, very impressive geographical, geological formations in Phang Nga Bay, and we laughed and laughed and laughed. And if you can laugh together as a family in such tight quarters, I think that's where it's at. And we just had a marvelous time. She sailed with us in Tahiti and in Australia and in Africa, in the Virgin Islands, of course. And it was just wonderful to have the whole family united, and even better now because we have a wonderful addition, Christian Rojas.
So in the last 3 months, you've sailed to the Philippines, Borneo, Brunei, Singapore, Malaysia, and Thailand. Well, what would you say you've learned from the people and the places you visited?
Well, the nobility of some of these people in Thailand and the Philippines just absolutely blows my mind. If I was half as good as a human being as most of them are, I'd be very happy and proud. Mm-hmm. And, we just sailed past a rice paddy where there was a fella, farming his rice. And he's, it's so easy for me on a sophisticated yacht with GPS and internet connections to think I'm really sophisticated and he's really primitive, that he hasn't evolved for 1,000 years because he's been working that field with his water buffalo all that time. But in reality, he's been feeding his family and his life's been in balance and his irrigation has got the correct number of frogs in it. And he's still being able to provide a livelihood for his family after thousands of years. And I'm not sure that my culture is doing all that great. Seems like it's burning through this planet fairly quickly.
Where do you sail to next?
We're going to be here for a couple of months. We've got lots of writing projects in the works. Next up is India, and then we have the big decision whether to go back to Africa, which we love very much, or up the Red Sea to the Med. We would like to go to the Med because we'd like to be able to visit our daughter who is moving to Spain, and it would be a really cool new destination for us. On the other hand, the Med is an expensive place. Every time you go into a harbor, it costs you a little bit of money, and I can live literally like a king in Southeast Asia and Africa for almost nothing. So that's a big consideration for us.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a lot of fun being on this voyage with you this summer. So take care in your travels, okay?
Thank you very much, and I wish you and all the NPR listeners the very best. Fair winds and calm seas, mind the rudder, or meet the rock.
Captain Fatty Goodlander is the editor-at-large of Cruising World magazine. You can read more about his adventures at npr.org.